And now, on Wide World of Sports,
it's Ken. Ken's a great
Ken's Corner.
Ken, the bloody male model from Budgie.
Ken has a tremendous pull with the female audience.
Oh, you must be joking.
Well, dead set in the Fair Dinkum department, here's a former colleague of mine, Kenny Sutcliffe. Ken, good evening to you.
Hello, Mike. How are you? 99 State of Origins last week. Will I go for 100 next year? Hey, get the TAB and get on.
What are we doing to the great man? How are you, Kenny? You good, mate?
I'm really well, thank you. Thanks, Mark. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I'd be better if we got a 3-0 clean sweep up for the Blues last night, but, you know, full credit to Queensland. They were good last night.
They were, particularly in the second half. I loved their defence. It was really meaty. They had a real crack. But I got to say, you know, the attack of New South Wales, and it can be attributed to a lot of things. It looked a bit clunky. The passing was clunky, and the players that really, you know, stood up in the first two just didn't. Whether they got good service or whatever, I don't know. But can't take anything away from Queensland. The defence in the second half was terrific. Really was.
Yeah, it certainly was. Hey, I know you're probably like most Australians. I was a blubbering mess the other night watching Ash Barty fulfilling a childhood dream of winning Wimbledon. You told us last week that, you know, you think that she could have gone all the way, and she did it. Well done to her.
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing, Mark, is when you win junior Wimbledon, as she did 10 years ago, it doesn't necessarily translate that you're going to go on to do bigger and better things. I always remember watching Roger Federer and Leighton Hewitt playing junior doubles at Wimbledon. And you sort of looked at them and you weren't quite sure whether this would manifest itself into the careers that they have. It's not guaranteed. There's a lot of junior Wimbledon winners who never quite got there. So Ash Barty, with the detour she had playing cricket and so forth, and the class in which she's done it. That's the thing. That, you know, when they talk about greatness, it's not just necessarily about winning majors. It's about how you win it and how you conduct yourself.
We're always talking about role models. She is a role model for Australian sports stars. There's a few others, without mentioning any names, that could take a leaf out of her book, Kenny.
Well, the thing is that she loves history, and she's got terrific mentors, you know, in this case, Elon Corley, Goolagong. But what about her parents? There is the old saying, meet the child and you automatically meet the parents.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's a truism. And in credit to her mum and dad, they've done a wonderful job.
Couldn't agree more. I'm just thinking, off the back of your brilliant Rabs impersonation, if the great man ends up retiring from rugby league whenever he hangs up the binoculars, mate, you could just slot in there and no one would know.
See, what I'm worried about, I'm telling you, but what I'm really worrying about here, Mark, is that Sir Donald Bradman got 99.94, whatever it was. I'm 99. I don't want to go. I want 100. I think I'll go next year.
we're gonna get in trouble. See you later.
Merry Christmas. See you, bud.
Merry Christmas. Oh, you'll be back before then. There he is. There. I love Thursdays. Kenny Sutcliffe, what a great man. Mr. Wide World of Sports. We wrap up the week with him here on a Thursday night.